program is intended for mature audiences.
Here we go.
Hear me now.
3, 2, 1.
Pirate Radio.
They know I'm a wise guy. I'm a wise guy.
Richie the Sausage. Patty the Pirate.
Right, we're all here and accountable
for.
We are here, we are there, we are everywhere.
Okay. So what's happening, guys?
Can you hear me?
Holy.
Can you hear me?
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but I can hear you, Dave, but you're a little garbled to me, but I can hear Pat Fard.
I'm a bubble to you.
What's happening, man?
It's,
what are we up to?
It's down to the wire. Wire.
It's definitely down to the wire. Down to the wire. Hey, you want to hear another big fucking lie that I heard come out of Biden's mouth? Sure. Biden said that Hunter is the smartest guy I know. That's got to be a fucking lie. I don't doubt that that dumb shit is the smartest guy he knows.
Papa, tell me,
please. I can't believe he even fucking said that. Hunter's the smartest guy. That's the smartest guy you know. You've been hanging out in the basement too fucking long.
Well, that's for sure. That's for sure. Holy shit. So what's our new thing now, Dave? Where are we on also?
We are on what they call radio.com, which is owned by CBS Radio. Let's try that one.
Okay.
That's great. Have we got any hits over there yet, or we don't know that?
I will know that for a little bit yet.
How we doing with Alexa?
We're doing good. Can you hear me better now?
I hear you, yes.
All right,
garble every once in a while, but that's all right. That's okay.
All right. We'll let it fly.
That's all we can do.
As long as we're getting out of the air. Hey, look, I never stop fucking talking when I hear somebody else talk anyway. So what the hell? I don't want to hear anybody. Oh, Jesus. Hey, we got Justice Amy Coney Barrett fucking pushed through. She is now a fucking Supreme Court justice.
Yes. That's great. Congratulations.
Congratulations to her. And of course, Schumer had to say that Republicans now have nothing. They don't have the ability to question anything. When we take control. Nothing. They can't fucking question anything. That should tell you everything you need to know about what happens if they take control. They will do whatever the fuck they gotta do. You know? They'll fucking pack the courts. They'll add new fucking goddamn states. They'll do all this shit. Hey, my suggestion is to work it out in Congress where the elected officials are. Not in the Supreme Court where these people are appointed. Work this shit out in Congress where it's supposed to be worked out.
Damn straight.
Yeah, this is fucking all that bullshit that Haromo from Alaska.
Hawaii, Alaska?
Hawaii. I'm sorry, Hawaii.
Yeah.
Hawaii, yeah. I didn't say Alaska. It said that a sexual preference is an outdated term. Come on, give me a break. That's what you're really going to ask her. Because she says, I'll give you a term that is not outdated and will never be outdated. That bitch is a fucking idiot. That will never be fucking outdated. Oh, God.
I don't know.
Bitch is an idiot. She's a dumb idiot. I don't know. Whatever. Hey, you know, once all this goes through, you know, Schumer is going to be in a primary fight in 2022 against, guess who? AOC. She's going to fucking fight for that seat, for the Senate seat, in 2022. That's just 2 years from fucking now. So you know that fuck is going to go as far left as he possibly can just to accommodate her so that she don't run against him. If he takes control. If he takes control. So, that's something to fucking think about.
That's a long time, but yeah.
Don't put any past these, and you don't want that crazy fucking bitch becoming a senator. She barely probably knows how to fucking really mix drinks, but she was a bartender for a long time. She's only been in Congress for 2 years, and she hasn't a fucking clue. But these people will fucking elect her. That's what makes me sick.
Well, like again, like I said, this is a bigger plan than we realize.
Oh, it
this
sure
is a bigger
is.
Plan, and the sad
oh,
thing is that
sure
people
is.
Are getting people are getting sucked in left and right, and believing all this shit.
You can listen to what they're saying, because if Biden gets in, Omar said that Biden's cabinet should be all progressives. That's the beginning of socialism. Don't think it won't be. Don't think that it won't be. You can't let these people have control. You really can't.
Well, everything will be settled on. When are we actually going to find out now? Because now they're saying
2021.
I mean, how long is it going to take for them to, with the election, to actually tell us?
2021.
It's going to take a while. It's probably going to take a while. And you know what's going to be a hold up? It's going to be Pennsylvania then. Supposedly, if all goes well, we should know, like in Florida, by the end of the night. Well, Pennsylvania can have they're going to put those off to the side and all this stuff, but there's still going to be there's going to be a lot of controversy here. There is going to be a tremendous amount of controversy.
Oh, yeah.
And
It's going to be a freaking nightmare.
I can't even believe that they'd even considered nominating or voting for somebody. Forget nominee, he's already nominated. But voting for somebody that's under this scandal with this fucking laptop and all this shit that's going on. These idiots, Biden included, say that it's a smear campaign. the story was made up. Not a shit. They want stupid people to think that the laptop doesn't exist. It's a smear campaign. This laptop exists. And maybe it would be a smear campaign if somebody says, hey, there's something out there. But it exists. And it's Bob Alinsky. He exists. It's not Russian disinformation. They can't fabricate all. Come on. Really? They can fabricate all a laptop? Come on, give me a break. You can't trust them, and it's just bad. And then Bob Alinsky, when Bob Alinsky was asked about what's going, how can you do this shit, that maybe he'll be running, okay, he's not running for president in 2016, but maybe in the future, 2018, he will, and his brother says, a plausible deniability. Give me a
plausible deniability.
Plausible deniability. You know what that is? That's the ability for somebody, typically a senior official in a formal or informal chain of command, to deny the knowledge of responsibility for any damnable action committed by others in an organizational hierarchy because of a lack of absence of evidence that can confirm their participation, even if they are personally involved or at least willfully ignorant of the action. Come on, give me a break. That's so they can shift the blame to somebody else. Just because his name isn't there. You can't, because he talked with fucking Bob Alinsky, because that conversation happened, He can't plausibly, he can't deny it. Oh, okay, yeah, there's nothing tying me to it. Except that he saw family members. But hey, once he has said that, that there was a conversation that he knows about it, plausible deniability is really out the fucking window, man. It's out the window. You can't believe that shit. Come on, you remember the movie? Remember the movie Independence Day?
Yes.
When, yeah, okay, when the president on the show, which was, Bill Pullman, walks into Area 51, he's looking around, he's completely, he says, what the hell is this place? Why didn't I know about this place? And the general says that they have two words, plausible deniability. Well, there's your plausible. He knew absolutely fucking nothing about that place. They didn't tell shit about it. That's plausible deniability. It's still not really legal, but hey, he didn't really know. But Biden knows. He had the conversation with Bob Alinsky. He had other conversations with him. He was in the room. He can't just deny shit and say it didn't happen. Don't believe that shit, please. Don't.
Let's hope the people aren't that stupid.
Well,
let's hope that they're not that stupid to believe bullshit. Well, what it's going to be is going to be, and we better hope and pray for the whole United States of America for people to go out and vote and vote the right way. Otherwise, you're going to be living in a country that nobody's going to want to live in.
Goes out and votes, man. There's no doubt that the family is compromised, then Biden is compromised himself with China, fucking Russia, everybody. Ukraine, forget it. How can you vote for somebody and expect him to deal with these people? They're going to have shit hanging over his fucking head. No, you can't do that shit. You can't do that shit.
Well,
I'm sorry.
It's gonna be all settled pretty soon. I hope to God that people use their head and thought about this the right way, read all this stuff up, and realize that if they don't vote the right way, America is not gonna be America the way we grew up in.
No. It won't be. Hey, and if Trump does not get reelected, it sure as shit ain't going to be my fault, because I've done everything that I possibly can to inform people about all of this shit. And if he becomes president, we will have, not necessarily me, but you will have elected somebody who's at the least corrupt and possibly owes China, Russia, Ukraine, fucking Kazakhstan, all those people, something. It's amazing that people are turning a blind eye to this information. If he gets elected, hold on to your ass, because that will be the only freedom you have left, is to hold on to your ass. You may hate Trump, but he gets things done. Don't let hatred for Trump turn into hatred for this country. Whatever your opinion is, remember, opinions are like assholes. Everybody has one. And in this case, other people probably happen to stink, as far as I'm concerned, if you're for Biden. Because there is no way. He is compromised. And I guarantee you, fucking Pelosi's already got articles of impeachment fucking drawn up for him, so that we get stuck with Kamala Harris. Please don't fucking do that to anybody.
So in other words, you're saying that there's a lot of stinky assholes out there.
Oh, there's a lot of stinky. Hey, look. The media had everybody believing that Trump was a fucking Russian asset. But no.
Of course. Follow the money.
Yeah. Well, you better believe that Biden is a China agent, especially with all the proof that we got now. Come on, you gotta believe that. You got to fucking believe that.
No, you should believe it.
And there isn't even any enthusiasm for this idiot. He, you know, at Biden rallies, you get like 200 cars. They'll have you believe that there's 20 people in each one of those cars, which is impossible if they're climbing from Shriners or some shit or whatever. But still, that would only be 4,000 people in 200 cars. You know, there's only two or three people in there. That's all. I would fucking bet. I would bet that there is more people at a Trump rally waiting in lines to go to the fucking bathroom than ever show up at a fucking Biden rally. That's how many fucking people are there. There's more people waiting in a fucking line to go take a fucking piss. That's crazy.
I can't stop. Of course I agree. I can't stop. I'm fucking crying.
They all end up fucking want to lock us down and all that fucking... You know that Australia just got done with a 111 day lockdown? If you didn't have work papers, you couldn't be outside, period. You couldn't be outside for nothing. You could be fined up to $7,000 if you didn't have work papers to walk around with if you were caught outside. That's ridiculous.
Well, I told you about in France. A friend that I know that's living there, right now they're in a complete lockdown there, and you have to have a paper to where you're going. If you don't,
exactly.
You're only going one place, and it ain't a nice place. You're going to fucking jail.
You're going to fucking jail. And did you see also the new update on the deaths from the CDC? This is reported absolutely nowhere. The only place I heard it was OAN, One American Network. New updates, this is from the CDC. 131,000 deaths were already dying without COVID. But hospitals got a 20% bonus. Okay, this is all the shit that I've been saying for months. 20% bonus under the CARES Act that Congress passed, okay, to list them as COVID deaths. Even the fuck Fauci, who I never fucking trusted, I didn't trust, back in 2008, said that the vast majority of deaths during the 1918-1919 pandemic, Spanish flu, died of bacterial pneumonia. That's not the Spanish flu in any way. And the CDC says only 6% of the deaths are from COVID. 94% of the deaths are from other comorbidities, whatever you want to call it. And they would have died, and they were dying already, or they would have died within X amount of time, yes. So they died with COVID, not from COVID. So that means if 6% is responsible of COVID deaths, our actual COVID deaths, that's 13,200 deaths. Okay? So now you can imagine giving a 20% bump to hospitals over H1N1. You would have had over, like I said before, over 500,000 deaths from H1N1 because there was 60 million plus cases in the USA. 60 million. Even Obama said during that H1N1, stop testing. I don't want it to look like we're a bunch of idiots. Stop testing. Come on, you really think that Joe would have got this? Joe's fucking job. He was the one that was in charge of that shit. What the fuck did he do? He did fucking nothing. He did nothing. This is the only thing that will keep Trump from getting reelected. Second term. everything that Trump has already did, the fucking warp speed, the getting the vaccine, the having the military, he'll have waved his little magic wand and just taken credit for everything. But Trump will have done all the fucking heavy lifting. Biden will just say, it finally went away. We got all this shit. Yeah, because of me. Right, yeah, right, because of you. Don't trust. I don't trust Biden. But more important, I don't trust Mars, especially with Pelosi, Schumer in charge. With her, forget it. Biden will be gone, she'll be in, and then we'll be stuck with that shit. Don't fucking do it, people. Don't fucking do it, please.
Yeah, we're coming to the wire, so hopefully the word is out. We've done everything that we possibly could. And it's up to America. It's up to America.
America. You got all these people. You got all my, you know, you got 50 Cent, all the people coming. You know, Chelsea Handler saying, like she said, like you said, she said, if you vote for Trump, you ain't black. Did you see what she said to that bitch, Joy Behart, on the fucking View? This is what Chelsea Handler said. She said she was in an airport. She checks in to her first class lounge, then goes out and harasses the Fox News fucking booth people. That's Miss Holier Than Thou. She's a bitch. She probably screwed half the L.A. Lakers basketball team. She's not learning Black Lives. She's not BLM movement. She's a BDM movement. Black Dick Matters. Black Dick Matters, sir. That's it. Shit.
He's all wound up. You are all wound up there. Remember, don't claim to love the U.S. while trying to make it a socialized network. Remember who you vote for.
You can't.
Well, that's the whole key.
You can't. And businesses are preparing for rioting on fucking election day, chaos ahead of the election.
All right.
Rodeo Drive.
85-inch TV coming.
Well, Rodeo Drive is going to be closed for November 3rd and 4th. The pedestrians and the cars, nobody can go there at all. Yeah, it's just closed because they're anticipating this kind of shit. Businesses are hiring off-duty fucking police and with machine guns to protect their fucking...
If you riot, you should get shot.
Well, that's the truth.
Yeah, well,
protesting's over with, man.
All these looters, all these rioters, all these people causing these fires, I guarantee you not a single one of them are Trump supporters. They're all fucking Biden supporters. Not a one of them is a Trump supporter. Not one of them. I'm sorry. I don't believe that.
Well,
I don't believe it.
It's going to happen in a couple of days, so everybody's going to be prepared, I'm sure. They're all getting crazy. I mean, I was at the gun show the other day. People were buying ammunition like it was
Christmas.
Like we're going in the Civil War. Holy shit.
It was Christmas.
Is that the reason, Dave?
Yeah, that's why. Come on. Everybody needs some bullets for Christmas.
Fuck. I mean, I was watching people come out of that place with little shopping carts loaded.
Oh,
I was like,
God.
Holy.
Yeah. I bet you there wasn't anything left to fucking buy. I haven't been in one in a long time. We haven't gone. But, hey, they're busy in the shit right now. They have to. I'm not gonna shoot these idiots with overpriced ammunition. I don't want to waste any money on these fucking idiots. All right, I got this shit when I bought them for like 2 cents a fucking round. All fucking circumcised.
Fire in the hole. home.
You know that 50 caliber ain't coming out at fucking $5 around. It's probably $10 around now. But that ain't coming out. No way. No fucking money. No, I'm bad. You see the GDP was up 33.1%. Nobody says shit about that. But
no.
when we closed the country and it went down by 30%, everybody fucking was talking about that. Oh, like, we closed the country, they were like shocked. Oh, we closed the country and our GDP went down 30%. So shit, you fucking asshole. Well, that's expected, but it's not expected for it to shoot up 33% in a fucking quarter. But why ain't you fucking reporting about that? That's something to fucking report about. That's not reported.
We only report fake news. We only report fake news, not real news.
Right.
You see that idiot Don Lemon?
He had to get
friends who were Trump supporters because they're too far gone. He compared them to drug addicts. This the self-righteous fucking piece of shit fucking Don Lemon. besides he's fucking gay. Like, he would have living in Manhattan in his fucking Hampton house out in the head. Like, he would even fucking know a Trump supporter. Like, anybody around him would even fucking be one. He's such a self-righteous fucking piece of shit. Oh, my God. He's an idiot. He's an idiot. Hey, with 3 days left, Trump is out there doing 14 fucking rallies. He did 4 yesterday. He's doing 5 today. He's doing 5 Monday. What fucking energy this guy is. If Biden doesn't do more than 2, and the low energy shit that he's got, he can't even keep up. How the fuck do you expect him to fucking run this country? Really? How the hell do you expect him to do that? It's crazy.
The people that want him out, good.
Well, the cybersecurity experts said in the New York Post, the smoking gun Hunter Biden email is 100% authentic. Forensic analysis concluded. 100% authentic. Okay, 100%. Not fucking 20%. 100%. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I think the Trump supporters should get out there in force. I think they should send fucking Joe Biden back to his fucking basement forever. He'll never come back. I guarantee you, if Trump loses this, that's not the last you're going to hear from him. He'll be out there. But if Biden loses, you'll never fucking hear from that piece of shit again. He'll be in his basement forever. Now he calls his chumps. He calls his chumps and uglies. Come on, give me a fucking break. And he's going to unite the country. Calling people a chump and calling people uglies. That's going to unite the country. Get the fuck out of here. There's no enthusiasm for that asshole. None at all.
Well, hopefully this is all going to be over. We're going to get good news on Tuesday night. I'm figuring 47 states.
47 would be nice. 45 would be great.
47.
Fantastic. Hey,
it's all going to turn red.
I'd like to get all 50, but you'll never get California. Hey,
California and New York is, forget it.
No. Did you see that Sean Connery died at 90?
Yes.
That's terrible. He was a great fucking actor.
They said he was sick, though, for a long time. I didn't know that. They said he was sick for a long time. He was in the Bahamas.
Yeah, he was in the Bahamas. Yeah, that's sad. He was great, man. He plays a fucking great role, man.
He plays a great role.
Oh, shit. Did you see that Halloween house in Texas? They staged a they say it's a murder scene. It was so real. No, I swear to God, a guy laying across the roof with a fucking goddamn sword through his head. And, it was amazing. I mean, it was so real that people fucking called 911 thinking this fucking happened.
And they
came out to check it out. Oh my God, it was fucking crazy. Oh, it was crazy. Oh. Man.
I don't know.
What else we got going on?
Anything else happening, Dave?
No, just the election, man. That's it. Everybody's talking about the election.
I know. There's a lot of high temperature. I will too.
There is a lot of high temperature. It's to the point to where people are like, if you don't agree with what I say, you're canceled, you're out, you're this. It's like, who the fuck died and made you the goddamn the guru of everything, you know, fucking everything? It's just because you're brainwashed into all this shit, why the fuck should we believe what you have to fucking say? Whatever happened to just agree that we disagree? And just go on and fucking be friends. You know, it's like, if you don't agree exactly with what I'm saying, you ain't black, you ain't this, you ain't my friend, you ain't, I'm going to cancel this, I'm going to... Get the fuck... You're just a bunch of crying fucking babies. That's all they are. That's just a bunch of crying babies.
Sons of bitches, bitches of sons.
Don't agree with their views. You are evil. Since when? If you don't agree with what they agree, you're fucking evil. That's wrong. That creates division.
Well, that's what they wanted, though. That was the whole world. Exactly. They want to keep racism alive. Even though, I'll tell you the truth, I see these Black Lives Matters, but I see a lot of college white boys and girls out there.
You know what? They probably feel guilty that somebody down there like that. Just like that reparation shit. You know, my family's from fucking Italy. We came over from Italy. We never owned slaves. I never had slaves. None of my ancestors had slaves. Why the fuck should I have to pay somebody who probably, whose ancestors probably weren't, even if they were slaves? Why the hell do I have to pay for something that me or none of my family fucking did? What is that? Why is that history so important, but the history of this country isn't? I don't understand that. That makes absolutely no sense to me.
Again, it goes back to... it goes back to us having our eyes closed from the time kids went to school in elementary and the teachers didn't teach them what was in the book, but taught them their beliefs. And then it went to middle school, and then it went to high school. In college, you got the most liberal bastards alive.
Bring the nuns back.
Teaching your kids.
Bring the nuns back.
Get the point is in the rulers.
That's right.
And the fucking Iran and fucking ruin backing the shit out of you and all that.
Whack.
You gotta bring this shit back.
Whack.
Hey.
Well, that's it. I
go to a school where you're late for class, you got a couple raps on the fucking butt from the paddle. Hey, you had a choice. You go here or I'm gonna give you three licks. There's nothing wrong with that. I didn't grow up to be some fucking goddamn serial fucking killer because somebody smacked me on the ass with a fucking goddamn paddle. No, I learned respect. I learned to be on time. I learned not to fucking be late. I learned not to fucking cheat, not to do this, not to do that.
Mean you're not a liberal?
I'm not one of these fucking limousine liberals.
There you go.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I think they're all just, some of the wealthy ones, they just feel fucking like maybe they feel guilty because they got so much money or whatever.
They ain't giving up nothing.
What are these fucking basketball stars that make all these millions say, you know what? From here on out, I'm going to play the game $10,000 a game. Every other penny over that, I'm giving to fucking homeless people. I'm giving to this. I'm giving to that.
That ain't ever happening.
We don't need managers. We don't need this. We don't need that. $10,000 a game is more than enough. It's more than enough for somebody to survive on. I'm going to give the rest of it. You don't see them fucking doing that, do you?
No, you'll never see
$100,000. What the fuck is $100,000? They make half of them make over $100,000 before they fucking wake up in the morning. Give me a break.
Money, money, money. Money.
You better believe it's crazy. I didn't watch a fucking baseball, football, basketball game ever again. I don't give a fuck about any of them. They didn't want to stand for the flag. Fuck them all.
Only watch.
You don't love this country. You don't love this country. Move the fuck out.
Watch Patty's porn.
Bastards.
That's it. Yeah.
Let them out. Leave.
And another thing is the language. You don't speak the fucking language? Learn it, goddammit. There's your side of the airport says if you don't speak the language, get the hell out of the country.
That's right.
They have that fucking sign. They got that sign, of course. It's written in fucking Spanish, but.
Watch. You have to watch only thing that's made in America. Patty's porn.
Patty's porn.
Patty's porn. No. He doesn't discriminate. We'll take Asians. We'll take. We don't care. We don't care where they will fucking
pay. Listen, as long as you can take a cucumber.
Made in America.
We don't give a shit, right? If the dildo fit,
we must have quit.
Dildo fits, we ain't gonna quit.
What a fucking crew.
I'm telling you.
As time goes on, we shall find out. That's the main thing.
I think you guys ain't going to like all the people moving in here from out of state, man. We got tons of people moving in, you know, from Pennsylvania, Utah, New York, New Jersey, Michigan.
I don't mind them coming here, but leave your liberal fucking ways there. It didn't fucking work there. That's why you're leaving, you idiots. So don't come here and throw your stupid liberal fucking shit on us. Come down here and live happy, live free, live with low taxes, live with all that shit. Great. But don't bring your fucking bullshit with you. Leave that crap there. That's why you're leaving there. Jesus, people are—it's crazy. Maybe that's the way they're trying to flip the country is by being so fucking radical here, and here, where all these people are. Let's get them to move somewhere else and bring their shit with them so that we turn everything fucking blue. Move the fucking. You don't like New York? It's bad. Move to fucking Venezuela. Move to fucking Cuba. Don't fucking move down here. Move. Go further. Go all the way the fuck down there. Take that shit. Stop bringing your crap fucking here. Leave it at the fucking border. Please. Don't bring that shit here.
Maybe we should have a sign before you come into the state. You know, leave your shit behind.
Liberals, turn around. Liberals, turn around.
That's
liberal turnaround. Yeah. If you're a Democratic, this is a Republican state. Get the fuck out. Hey, I watched Like Liberty Levin last night. It was just Mark. He didn't have though. It was just him that he was talking about how Trump and Lincoln are a lot alike. They were very much hated by everybody, even in their own party. And it's just amazing how close they were in the way that they are. He is definitely for this country. So was Lincoln. He's for the people of this country. He freed the goddamn slave. Okay, and trust me, if these Democrats had their fucking way, they'd still have slavery, and I guarantee it'd be Trump now, the one to fucking free them. Okay?
Yeah.
So, get away from that bullshit. Just get away from that crap. I want to see, I think it's going to happen. I really think there is a lot of people that are just, they won't say nothing. They're just going to go in there and they're going to vote with their fucking heads. They're going to go in there and they're going to vote with their heads. And if they go in there and vote with their fucking head, they're going to pull the fucking lever for Trump. Guaranteed. I think it's going to be a big fucking red wave, and I sure as hell hope it will be. That's all I can say is I hope so. And I did everything that I could to try and make this happen, but hey, I just want everybody to go out and vote, please, because if we all go fucking vote, I honestly can't see how Trump can lose. Forget this COVID shit. I've already tried to explain to you how Biden would do nothing. You would have had much more debt than you had here. Okay? He would have, I mean, trust me, if it was a national emergency was declared on fucking day one like Trump did with this, you would have had over a half a million deaths from fucking H1N1 swine flu. And remember, that wasn't as deadly as this. So in this case, he probably would have had 2 or 3 fucking million by now. Don't think that he would have done anything different. He can't. He don't have the stones. He don't even have the knowledge to do what Trump did by getting everybody together. They ventilated. He did everything that he could to make this better. Everything he could. He invoked the fucking national security. Everything. The emergency, everything. He got with people. They just moved heaven and earth. Trust me, if I still had my business at this time, I would have made ventilators for this country. And we had the fucking knowledge to do it in ourselves. We would have done it, and I would have done it for free. If the government is paying me on a PPP loan to keep my employees, I would fucking make it for whatever the hell it costs in materials. That's it. I would make them, and I would have made, I guarantee you, with the knowledge we had, we would have probably made one of the best fucking ventilators. It would have happened. Trust me. But when fucking Biden, I don't trust him. I wouldn't do fucking, no. No. He proved what he can do during the swine flu. He did shit. And nobody knew about it because nobody said nothing about it. And it wasn't declared a national emergency for 6 fucking months. By then, it was too fucking late. They weren't pouring any money. And it was not that. It proved that not that many people really, really died from it. But it was very contagious. Very contagious because many more people had it than this. Oh, we got 6 million people infected. Oh, my God. Biden's ain't it. How about you fucking idiot? You had 60 million people infected. You didn't do a fucking thing about it. At least he did something about it. He got all this shit done. It's going to happen. He's going to hold fucking China accountable if he gets back in. going to bring all that shit back here. Our pharmaceuticals are going to be made here. He's going to move pharmaceuticals to Puerto Rico and put that place back in fucking business, too. They got taken away by Biden and fucking goddamn Obama and all that shit. Don't trust these fucking people. Don't trust these people. Even that fucking idiot, even fucking Obama didn't want Biden to run at first place. Joe, you really don't have to do this. He was saying that because he probably wanted to say, Joe, you really shouldn't fucking do this. Not as stupid as you fucking are is probably what he really wanted to say. But he had to be politically correct. You don't have to do this, Joe. But trust me, he wanted to say, you shouldn't do this. You're the dumbest fuck here. You shouldn't do it. Jesus Christ. You still there?
Yeah, we're here.
Oh, I'm sorry, because I thought I lost you.
No, we're here.
Because of the fucking wall here.
We know when you get going, man, you know? We don't want to go in your way, you know?
Shut the fuck up. You gotta shut up and let me fucking get my bullshit out. Oh, Jesus Christ almighty. Hey, you gotta love this country. I love this country, okay? And I know Trump loves this country. He's fighting for every freaking citizen in this country. Maybe that's why people don't like him. Hey, he's not a politician. He is fighting for the people. Everything he does, he fights for the people. It's obvious. All this bullshit that they pull up on him, it's all bullshit. And they think that it's going to stick because it's shit that they do, so he's got to be doing it. Well, guess what? He's not. You spend millions and millions of dollars to prove that he's not. Fucking goddamn watermelon head there. Shifty fucking bullshit shit. He's a goddamn crook. Who the fuck would vote for him, man? We need to get rid of fucking people like him. That's the problem. He's so goddamn corrupt. It's not even funny. All of them are. All of them are. What else we got?
We got nothing, man, but the election. I said that before. That's all that's going on right now. That's it, man.
Let's assume for 1 second that Biden wins. What the fuck is the media going to talk about?
All the good things. They're lying to us again.
What good things?
They're going to be lying to us again.
I guess we'll go back on an apology tour.
That's right.
Let's go apologize for everything that we did. Oh, I'm sorry we did that. Fuck you.
You know, and people don't realize taxes are still going to go up, but they're not going to go up from your salary. They're going to go up on everything else you pay for. Utilities, phone, cell phones, internet, everything else is going to be raised. That's what happened last time when Obama got in. He raised everything. The cell phone tax went double.
Everything is going up. And they really, if they get all that bullshit with the fucking Green New Deal and all this shit, they're going to try to shove that shit down Biden's throat. If not, they'll just impeach him for all the fucking shit on fucking Hunter's laptop and get Kamala Harris, and then you'll get all that shit because she'll fucking just give you everything. You can't pay... You almost can't pay for that shit if you confiscated everybody's fucking money. Here's a bag. I'm taking all your wealth. Here's a bag of rice for this week. Maybe if we're still here next week, you'll get another fucking bag of rice. Fuck that shit, man. Don't fall for that bullshit. Please don't fall for that bullshit.
So let me ask this one question. If Biden gets in, does that mean that this station's going to get canceled?
Probably everyone.
The station? Why would the station?
Yes.
Why would the station get canceled?
I'm just saying. Are they going to come? Are they going to come down on you?
No.
And say that's it?
No.
No?
No.
Yeah. All right. They're trying to close you down like they closed fucking Jay Leno down. When Obama was fucking president, he said too many bad things about Obama, he's got to go. and he went?
No.
Because I want to get some shirts made up, you know. Hell no, don't close the wise guy show.
Hell no, we won't go.
So now, after this, let's get this straight. After this fucking election is over, no matter who wins, does that mean now we got to start talking about drinking beer again and taste testing?
Whatever you guys want to do, man.
And eating different things? Or can we still complain about shit?
Well, yeah, you can complain about shit anytime you want. You know?
All right.
Hey, I'm sure you're going to have a lot of shit to complain about.
I'm sure we're going to have a lot.
There's going to be plenty of shit to complain about.
You're going
to
have 4 years worth of shit, you know?
Not you.
Hey, we're going to have to, I guess. We're getting more popular. Everybody's picking us up. We got an obligation here now, almost.
That's it. Hell no, we won't go. Don't close the white guy show.
Hell no, we won't go.
Next thing's going to want the goons on TV, you know?
Listen, keep the wise guy show on, and everybody will have a sausage in their pot.
Or in their private area.
All right, are we at the end of our
almost, yeah. You heard about who bought Dunkin' Donuts, right?
No. Oh, what?
Insprint brand, which is the owner of Arby's. So Arby's bought Dunkin' Donuts.
Arby's owns Arby's.
They own Dunkin' Donuts next month. Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Yep, well, sooner or later, one corporation, I guess, own fucking everything.
They also own the other place, that other food chain. What is it? Starts with a P. What the hell's the name of it?
P?
Yeah. It has all that whole food.
No,
all the whole food stuff and all that. And IHOP they own. IHOP they own. Starts with a P. I forgot the name of it. It's right across the Panera's. They own Panera's. That's who it is. Panera's they own.
They own Panera's?
Yep. Arby's owns Panera's too. They bought them last year.
Wow. Oh. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow. I thought they were going out of fucking business.
No, I said to somebody that we used to know, I said, that hates Arby's, I said to him, I says, you know, now what they're going to do is they're going to take their roast beef and soak it in the coffee overnight, so we have a bit of flavored coffee, have a beefy flavored coffee in the morning.
Coffee,
you know?
Flavored, yeah, great.
Yeah.
Great. Well, I do know that there's one family, I can't remember the name of their family, that owns like 200 of the Panera's.
Yep.
200 of the franchises. They own one of Traditions. They own one of St. Lucie West. They own like 200 of them. Yeah. I can't remember the name of their family.
Yeah, they're all by Arby's now. Bought them out. Yeah, Arby's is buying a lot of stuff. I don't know where they're getting the money from.
Even the privately owned ones like that. I don't know how to fuck that works. I really don't.
The franchises, they still got to buy their stuff from the headquarters, you know. So they pay Arby's then, you know, for all their product.
Well, who actually owns Arby's?
Arby's is a little small company that started on Long Island. Deerfield Beach, Long Island, yeah. And Dick Sales, yeah. I don't know where they're getting all the money from. Maybe they're tied somewhere in the family, you know?
Maybe they're tied to the Biden family, too. They're getting millions and billions from fucking China.
Could be.
I didn't know that Arby's knew about gas companies and energy.
Yeah. Hey, we went...
Oh, sure, they know everything.
We went to a new restaurant in Stewart. This restaurant's Italian and Greek. It's called Nostalgia. We went there. I ordered the veal cutlet. Ready for this? 2 pieces of veal cutlet you got.
Wow.
And I was the, good.
And it was good.
How was the food?
It was good.
How was the price?
It was two big pieces. It was thick. It wasn't like pounded down to being thin. And pasta and the salad.
Well, that's the only way. That's the only way that it tastes good, man. You got to pound the shit out of it. You got to get it tender.
No, but it was tender, man. Tender. It was tender. It was like $22 for it. The whole dinner wasn't bad.
Oh, that's not bad.
It wasn't. I guarantee you. What the fuck would you know? You're not a goddamn Italian. That wasn't. You are goddamn gosh. What are you? What are you thinking? It's just Italian thing. They're thinking about beating their wives when they're fucking hammering the fucking meal. They beat the shit out of it because it makes it fucking tender as shit. If it's thick, it tastes like shit, man. I guarantee it
didn't taste like shit. It was good.
It was good.
I'll have to try it.
You have to try it. Try it. It was pretty good.
Now, where is this located now?
It's in Stewart, U.S. 1. It's in the plaza. It's a bowling alley in there and all that. It's right across the street, like from... And that other restaurant, Berry Fresh and all that, right around that area there.
I know where it is. In the ball, where the bowling alley was. I know where that's at.
It's a
What's the name of the place?
Nostalgia.
Nostalgia.
Yeah, try it. All right, Let me know, Italiano.
All right.
Try it.
All right, we have to go there.
All right, we got to go. We gotta go. Check out. We gotta go. We're over time.
We gotta
right
go.
Now. We gotta go.
Hey,
next week we'll find out.
Get out and vote, please. Go vote. It's the most important thing that you could possibly do is vote. Go out and vote, please. Everybody, vote.
Vote, vote, vote. Remember, God bless America.